The nature of ghosts and spirits. The bad ghosts. Everyone who is dead is a ghost. Everyone who is dead is a spirit. A ghost and a spirit is essentially the same thing. So, there's two parts to us, the physical and the non-physical. The non-physical part of us is our spirit. When we die, we are separated and drop our physical body. And that's all we do. That's all that happens. Our physical body no longer functions. But our mind and who we are, our personality and our emotions, we take that with us. That is part of us. So the only thing that happens to us when we pass on is we are separated from our physical system. And our physical system is the instrument in which we engage the physical realm. So we're no longer able to affect physical reality. We can't touch physical things. But we still exist. Everything that we are, who we are, all of our self-concepts, all of our emotions, both positive and negative, we take with us. So very often people don't even know that they are dead. Sometimes the separation of the physical body happens suddenly or during sleep, and the spirit is not even aware for some time that they have passed on. But no matter, the science of this is clear. When we die, all that happens is that we are separated from our physical body. Our personalities, who we are, remains the same. So if we were positive in life, positive people trying to do good things, then we will be positive and cheerful after death. If we were negative and depressed and angry and had a very negative state of mind, then we will remain that way after death. I'm sorry if that is not the best news, but it's important to understand that whatever state of mind that we are in when we pass on, that will remain with us. So there's no escape from our own personalities and ourselves. Death is not going to relieve us of our emotional pain. That's important to understand. When we die, we're not really going to change much at all. Whatever emotional state that we are in when we pass on, that we have spent the majority of our lives in, we will still be in that frame of mind when we die. We will not suddenly become enlightened. So if you are depressed and angry when you die, you will be depressed and angry after death. You will remain that way. And it takes a long time for a spirit to change, to discharge and get rid of the emotional energies that were accumulated and picked up during the lifetime. That's why we come into the physical realm, to change. We generate all sorts of strong emotional energies and go through all sorts of strong changes during life. That's why we come into the physical realm. So it's not so easy for a spirit to change. It's not so easy for a spirit to shed its emotional energies. That's why it's so important to release the negative emotional energies during our lifetime. This is the opportunity for us to change. So many people find, upon separation of the physical body, much to their surprise, that they are still conscious and feel the same way that they did when they were alive. That their mood has not changed, that their emotional state has not changed. If you feel good about yourself, if you're a happy person, if you're adjusted, that's good news. So when you pass on, if you were happy during your life, if you were well adjusted, emotionally sound, doing good things, you're going to be a happy spirit. If you were not happy during your life, if you are an angry person holding in all sorts of negative emotional energies, depression, anger, rage, violence, and fear, you will wake up on the other side with those emotional energies as part of your personality. They will not suddenly disappear when you die. So, people who are dead suddenly realize that they are in the same emotional state as they were maybe 5 minutes ago when they were alive. That can be very destructive and can lead to all sorts of negative feelings for the person who has just passed on. So a person is now deceased and they realize that they've held in all of these negative emotional energies and they can't get rid of them and they still feel the same way. They still feel the same way about other people. And that is what determines a negative spirit. A negative spirit is a spirit that is generating negative energy, generating negative emotional energies. They were doing that during their lifetime, and now that they're dead, things have not changed. Most people do not change that quickly, and death is no exception. So a person dies and they find themselves in the same negative state of mind. And many people feel rage and anger and hatred towards their fellow man and woman. So they feel that way after they're dead. They continue to generate those negative emotional energies. Spirits don't have to move on and go anywhere when they die. After you separate from the physical system, you will find yourself very close to your physical body, even though it is no longer functioning. When you're a spirit, you propel yourself from one destination to the next by thought power. Where you think is where you go. In the physical world, we have to walk, we have to take a train or an airplane. Spirits actually propel themselves by thought energies, thought impulse, thought power. So very many people are confused after death, especially when it's happened very recently, and can be quite erratic. Where we think is where we go as a spirit, so if a spirit is confused and erratic, it might move from one place to the next in an erratic fashion. And that's why we see spirits moving from one place to another very quickly, they may not even have a good self-concept and be able to stop themselves from these maneuvers, from moving from one place to another. So there's lots of reasons that we come into contact with negative spirits. A negative spirit is essentially a negative person who is dead. Now, there's different kinds of negative spirits, but for the most part, most of the negative spirits that we come into contact with are negative people who were living on the earth, who are now dead, and they are continuing to do negative things. So they were doing negative things during their life, interacting with people in a negative way, inappropriate ways, possibly even illegal ways. And now that they're dead, they're continuing to do those things. Continuing to try to affect people on an emotional level. Spying on people, trying to interact emotionally to affect a person, trying to drain people of emotional energy, trying to interact with people on a sexual level emotionally. These things happen all the time. Negative spirits try to influence us on an emotional level to get us to do negative things, to feel the way they do. That's really all they can do for the most part. Most spirits that we come into contact with don't have the ability to affect physical reality. Some spirits are able to do that. Usually, there has to be a lot of emotional energy in an environment for that to happen. And there are different kinds of negative spirits. For the most part, like I said, most of the negative spirits that we have to worry about, that we come into contact with, are negative people who are dead. They just don't have physical bodies. They are people and they're negative. So they are spirits and they're negative. So they are negative spirits. Spirits with bad intentions. A negative spirit is a spirit with bad intentions. So they try to affect us on an emotional level, and there are different kinds of negative spirits. There is another kind of negative spirit which we haven't talked about, and that is a demon. There are some negative spirits that may never have been human. They may never have even been physical. They may never have been on the earth, even if they were physical. Demonic spirits very often belong to some organization of a negative nature. They can attack in groups or gangs. They have studied the art of affecting other beings on an emotional level, and they are very good at it. Very many of these negative spirits, these demonic spirits, have also studied the art of affecting the physical realm. So when the wind is right, when there's lots of negative emotional energy in the atmosphere, very powerful negative spirits can use devices that they create or move energy that can eventually affect the physical plane. And that's how glasses go flying off tables and pictures go dropping off walls, and occasionally people get shoved or pushed or scratched negative spirits are manipulating non-physical energies in certain ways in order to affect physical reality. It's a very difficult thing to do. Unfortunately, there are spirits out there that spend a great amount of time learning how to do those things. Much like very negative living people spend a great amount of time learning how to harm other people or to steal or to manipulate people on physical and emotional levels. So, demons and negative spirits spend some time learning how to affect us on emotional levels. We all know that emotional energy can affect us when we come into contact with somebody who is very, very negative and generating negative emotional energies. We feel that. Even good people. Say we go into work, and even a good person that we know and is usually in a very good mood, for whatever reason, is just in a terrible mood that day. And they are feeling very negative, and they're feeling very angry or sad and feeling these different emotions. And we can pick up on that. We feel it. We know there's something going on. We know. We can feel it. We can feel the heaviness. We can feel the anger. We can feel the rage. So we know that emotional energies can affect us. We know that if we keep in close proximity to those people, if we don't get out of that room, that that can actually change our moods and make us feel very negative and make us feel angry. So we know there are people around us that we don't want to be around because they affect us and can change our moods from being happy to negative. That's emotional energy that we're feeling. So we all generate emotional energies, both positive emotional energies and negative emotional energies. So it's important to understand that emotional energies are something that are real. We may not see them. They're not physical energies, but they are real. They're non-physical energies that belong to the non-physical systems. But they do affect us. And for the most part, negative spirits use negative emotional energies to affect us. They generate hatred, anger, rage, much like living people do. It's just that we can't see spirits for the most part. But we can feel them. So if there is a strong unseen emotional presence in a room, it could be a spirit, it could be a ghost. If there's a strong emotional presence in the room, it could be a spirit. It also could be a pocket of strong emotional energy that's left over from positive, from past tenants, past employees, even something that was generated that day. But it could be a negative spirit generating negative emotional energies. So, negative spirits try to affect us on emotional levels to get us to react and do things emotionally. And sometimes this is a game for the spirit. The idea that they try to affect people emotionally and make people who are in the physical realm, which is us, to get us to react to their emotional energies and to get us to do things, usually negative things. Negative spirits come and go out of our lives as well. They don't necessarily live in our homes or our businesses. They come and try to communicate with us on an emotional level during times of emotional energy outbursts. So negative spirits will try to influence us and amplify those negative feelings that we have during arguments, during times and thoughts of violence, substance abuse, depression, anger, feelings of self-worthlessness. So when we're not feeling good about ourselves, that is when a negative spirit might try to come into contact with. It'll come close to us. It's not physical, but it's emotional in nature. So we feel emotional energy radiating off of something around us, and we don't know what that is. So the first concept, the first idea that we have, is that it's just us. And that's what the spirits want us to think. Negative spirits don't want us to know that they are there. They want us to believe that the horrific negative emotional energies that we're feeling around us are being generated by ourselves. So negative spirits have every interest in us not knowing that they are there. But there are negative spirits out there who do try to influence us, and there are lots of negative people in our world, and there are lots of negative spirits who are dead. So most people are good, some are not. Most spirits are good, some are not. And there are lots of negative people out there, we know that. There are lots of negative spirits out there. So the average person comes into contact with negative spirits, I would say at least once a day. Even for people who are not under attack, that the chances, and even people who are protecting themselves and are happy, well-adjusted people who feel there's nothing negative around them, we come into contact with negative people all the time, and those negative people have negative spirit guides. So we do come into contact with negative spirit guides all the time, even if they are not trying to influence us directly. So if negative spirits are trying to influence other people around us, they are also in close proximity to us, and that could be at work, in family and social situations as well. So we need to be protected from negative spirits and negative emotional energies all the time. So just like we come into contact with negative people on a daily basis, we also come into contact with negative spirits. Negative spirits try to influence us emotionally because they're generating negative emotional energies. And very powerful negative spirits are generating incredibly strong emotional energies. And if we are not protected, if our auras are not strong, that negative emotional energy can get right through into our emotional systems and cause our emotional systems to react and possibly lead to very negative behavior. And that's the goal of a negative spirit, to try to get us to do something that is self-destructive, to try to get us to do something that is negative, to try to amplify the bad feelings and negative emotional energies that are being generated during arguments, substance abuse, anger, depression, any kind of negative emotional energy that is being generated by a particular person or event. So if a person is having an argument with their girlfriend or wife, and there's lots of emotional energy that's being generated, a negative spirit would try to influence and amplify ramp up the negative emotional energy out of proportion to cause that emotional event to become something else, to possibly become violent. People who are thinking about committing crimes, doing harm to others, that's also when negative emotional energy is being generated by the individual who is thinking about doing those things. That's when a negative spirit would try to intercede and interact with that person in order to get them to act. So a negative spirit would try to communicate on two levels. To send telepathic information to the target victim, and also to send emotional energy to the target victim. So the idea would be that spirit would be trying to communicate the idea of, yes, you should rob that store, yes, you should harm that person. On an emotional level, that spirit would be generating anger, rage, self-righteousness, revenge, emotional energies that are meant to affect and cause the target victim to react. So there's lots of negative spirits out there that are trying to affect people around us and to get people to do negative things and to think on a negative way. Sometimes that's for revenge, and sometimes negative spirits do this just for fun. And it's very pathetic, but it's also the truth. There's not always a big reason or philosophy behind a negative spirit attack. Sometimes negative spirits just pick out their victims off the street. Or you come into contact with a negative spirit when you move into an apartment or a home or start a new job, or somebody else's spirit guide who is very negative takes an interest in you. So there's lots of negative spirits out there. Negative spirits are spirits who are negative. Negative spirits are spirits with bad intentions. Spirits and ghosts are essentially the same thing. Sometimes people see images of things that happened long ago, or people who have lived a long time ago who are no longer there, impressions in the atmosphere. We also consider these things to be ghosts. So they're not really spirits. So for the most part, ghosts are spirits. They're essentially the same thing. Occasionally we see glimpses of the past. We also call those ghosts. But ghosts and spirits are essentially the same thing. It's the non-physical part of ourselves. It's just the terminology. It's who we really are. So when a negative person dies, they become a negative spirit. They might change their ways. They might decide to no longer do negative things. But that's going to take some time. We know people don't change that quickly. Just because a person dies does not mean that they're going to become a good person. So if they didn't have a very high regard of their fellow human being for most of their life, they're not going to feel that way when they die. There is no law that says that a spirit must change and suddenly become good and think only positive thoughts. Spirits usually change much slower, less quickly than humans do. That's why we're here, because we are essentially here to change. We're using an incredible amount of energy during our lifetime. We are not completely aware of our true nature and existence. That is for a reason. We want to be able to focus on our present existence in order to facilitate the greatest amount of change. So the idea is that we're trying to release negative emotional energies that we have accumulated or built up from the past. And a lot of people don't do these things and actually accumulate these things all through their lifetime and eventually pass on and continue to do negative things and try to influence people. To some extent, spirits have a much greater freedom to do negative things to people. They can move through walls from building to building and city to city, town to town. So there's a much greater freedom to carry out these negative things. So there's lots of negative spirits out there. We have to protect ourselves from negative emotional energies that are generated by negative spirits or negative people. And positive spirits and positive people also generate both positive and negative emotional energies. We all do. We all generate both positive and negative emotional energies. That's very natural. We're working out issues internally on an emotional level. And so it's natural that we're going to be releasing emotional energies. Some of that's going to be negative. And you can be sure that spirits, even the positive ones, have issues, and they're also going to generate both positive and negative emotional energies. We have to protect ourselves from the negative emotional energies that are generated by both living people and people who are spirits. The emotional energies of a negative nature that spirits generate and people is the same thing. Spirits and living people generate the same kinds of emotional energies. So that's the good news, is that when we learn how to protect ourselves from negative emotional energies generated by the living, we're also learning how to protect ourselves from negative emotional energies that are generated by the dead. Negative spirits don't want you to know that. They want you to believe that they're invincible, that they're all-powerful, and because you can't see them, because we can't see negative spirits, that they can affect us and attack us anytime they want and do anything to us. That is not true. We don't need to be able to see negative spirits in order to be able to defend ourselves. All we have to do is strengthen our natural protective systems, our emotional systems, our auric systems, the energy that is generated by our spirit, and learn how to use and generate protective symbols that have an effect upon negative spirits. So there's all sorts of ways to protect ourselves from negative emotional energies that are generated by living people and negative emotional energies that are generated by spirits. We can learn to protect ourselves. We can learn to protect ourselves, and that can be effective immediately. So it's important that we learn how to protect ourselves from living people and spirits. That's not going to keep the positive energy from getting into our systems. Love and kindness, truth, the feelings that our spirit guides have for us, the positive spirit guides, the good information they want us to know, the ways that they can help us. But we need to protect ourselves from negative spirits that would try to interfere with us and try to interfere with the communication from our spirit guides to us. Negative spirits try to stop and influence and block the positive communications that come from our positive spirit guides. So it's so important that we learn how to protect ourselves from negative spirits. There's lots of negative spirits out there. Don't be a victim. Learn how to protect yourselves and realize that there's lots of negative spirits out there. They should not and don't have to have the power to be able to influence us on emotional levels.